If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
I was reading an article, and it said, dashboard warning lights explained what every driver needs to know. Well, I don't know until I go to the guide, unless I have Tom Appel on the phone. And you know Tom Appel, he knows everything when it comes to vehicles. Tom, are you able to know immediately what an icon represents when it pops up on your dashboard?
Well, yes and no. One of the warning lights is the most vague, and it's the most common, and that's the check engine light.
Yeah.
And that can be anything.
Crazy.
So if that pops up, it may not be terrible news, but it could be relatively bad news. The check engine light covers so many different things. We used to have oil temperature, coolant temperature, and some of those things still exist. But the check engine light means you need to do something. And often, and this is the best case scenario, you just put your gas cap on wrong.
Really?
And taking it off. Yeah, yeah, that's a strangely common thing. The next most common thing that the check engine light will indicate is that you need a new oxygen sensor. And that's not a big deal. It's something that's in the manifold. Usually replacing it costs less than $200, takes a day. It's not a big deal. It's part of the emissions system, and you do need to get that fixed.
Huh. Tom Appel is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Here's the guy that we need in the car next to us every time something happens. What about every time you go to get your car fixed and they want to change the filter? Or you even get an oil change. They're like, you know, the filter is dirty. Is that a scam or is that something we should do?
Sometimes they do cycle it a little bit earlier than you probably need. Replacing your air filter, if you're running to some oil change place like Jiffy Lube or something like that, they usually want to beef up the bill. And the attendants there are trained to check the air filter. But the air filter can get dirty, and it is a thing you need to replace. So they will probably show it to you, and if it's yucky, you probably want to replace it. Now, if you're handy, you don't want to pay them $25 for an air filter when you can run to an auto parts store and buy the same thing for $7 or $8.
Right.
But most people find it convenient to just have it done right away.
So, Tom, they say the ABS light is one that we should know what it means when it pops up. Anti-lock brake computer? Is that something? I mean, if that popped up, I would have no idea what it means. That would mean I would have to take it and get it looked at.
Well, there's two reasons why the ABS light will come on. It'll come on if you have engaged the anti-lock brake system. And that means that you've entered into a situation where you are braking, but you don't have complete control. You don't have complete traction. So the ABS system kicks in and basically applies brakes independently to all four wheels very quickly. The computer does this. And it helps you keep straight and maintain control of the vehicle. And if the system is active, the light will pop up on your dashboard.
You know, a lot of these lights we know that made the list of the top 10 that you should know. You know, when you have cruise control on, that's something you've engaged. You know, when the door is ajar, you know, what the washer fluid reminder is, the tire pressure monitoring system. It's crazy that all of our cars have this. And now there are so many new cars with so much technology that I don't even know that I want to get behind the wheel of one of them. But one of those icon lights says battery charging alert. I didn't think we can charge our batteries. I just thought by the time that came on, you needed a new battery.
Battery charging alert. I'm actually not familiar with that one, and I don't know if that's specifically related to electric vehicles. But it's probably just like the old battery light, which means that your battery isn't getting a full charge, or the electrical system isn't providing a full charge, which means that your battery is probably going to die soon. So you don't want to ignore that.
You know, a lot of people just call them idiot lights, and they do ignore them. So what's the one thing other than the check engine light that, and you said we could adjust our gas cap, we could do a few things to see if that triggers it, but what's the other light that if it pops up, you definitely need to go and get it checked out?
The tire pressure warning light is really interesting because we're going to hit that point now in the fall where it gets very cold at night, and we're going to see that light in the morning, though there probably isn't an issue. However, if you do see it, you do want to get out of your car, walk around the car, do a visual inspection, and just be sure that your tires all look okay. Because what's going to happen almost certainly, 90% of the time, is you're going to start driving, the tires are going to warm up, and that light's going to go out. But when it gets cold at night, the tire pressure warning system gets a little hair trigger. And the warning goes off. And it's very frustrating to car owners.
It's very frustrating to my husband because I always come running in going, hey, I think I got a tire pressure issue. And he says the same thing. The weather changed. I'm like, okay. So thank you. Thank you for pointing that out to everyone. We certainly want to have you more often on the air. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.